The Italian Wine Podcast presents The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, a new book for curious wine lovers, narrated in weekly installments. Join us on our journey through Italian wine.
Hello and welcome to another installment of The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, presented by the Italian Wine Podcast. As always, my name is Joy Livingston, your narrator for this series. The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine is intended as a quick, lighthearted crash course on Italian wine. The material provides a great opportunity for serious wine scholars to refresh on the basics or to use as a reference. At the same time, we hope to bring new fans of Italian wine up to speed. If you're wondering how to get a copy of the book, the Kindle version is available on Amazon, and the paperback is available from positivepress.net. We'll also send you a complimentary paperback copy if you donate any amount to the Italian Wine Podcast while supplies last. Find details at italianwinepodcast.com or on our social media channels. We now continue our journey through the Italian wine regions, turning our attention to Northern Italy. This is part one of a two-part series, so pour yourself a glass, sit back, relax, and join this journey through Italian wine. North Italy. Italy's northern part is composed of eight regions: Valle d'Aosta, Piemonte, Liguria, Lombardy, Veneto, Trentino Alto Adige, Friuli Venezia Giulia, and Emilia Romagna. The land here covers everything from the mountainous Alps to the Ligurian and Adriatic seas, through to the flatland of Pianura Padana. In this area, it is possible to find many different grapes and many different wine styles. From the elegant and strong reds from the Lange region, to the powerful and rich red blends from Veneto. From the fresh and aromatic wines from the Alps, to the richer and fruitier whites from the sea. The numerous sparkling wines are not to be forgotten, of course, from the complex and elegant traditional method examples, to the lighter and easy-to-drink Charmat styles. Valle d'Aosta. According to old legends, a Ligurian Gallic tribe already practiced the cultivation of vines in Valle d'Aosta before 23 BC. Today, wine is still being produced in Italy's smallest and very French region. You will hear a lot of French-sounding names here, for both peoples and places, and it is of exceptionally high quality. Valle d'Aosta is Italy's best-kept wine secret. Vineyards are often planted on terraces that help cope with the very steep gradients. Indeed, Valle d'Aosta's viticulture has been defined as heroic because of the effort that the farmer has to put forth on such difficult mountainous land, where vineyards often reach and even exceed 1,000 meters above sea level. Valle d'Aosta is defined by three main valleys, each of which is identified with specific wine products. The main wine production area in this region today is found on the warm and sunny slopes of the Central Valley. In the lower valley, you find Donnas and the Barolo-like wine from Nebbiolo grapes, which is called Picotaner in this region. In the northern valley, the delicious Blanc de Morges et La Salle wine is made from the native Prie Blanc variety. Piemonte. Piemonte and wine are inseparable. This region has always been one of the most important wine regions of Italy. The first historical notes on grape growing here can be traced back to ancient Rome. Pliny the Elder spoke about a Spinea grape, which is probably at the origin of the name Spanna, one of the local terms often used for Nebbiolo. The key moment in the development of wine in Piemonte took place in the 19th century, thanks to the contributions of four personalities: Marchesa Colbert Faletti di Barolo, the enologist Louis Houdard, Count Camillo Benso di Cavour, and General Francesco Staglieno. They improved the production of their wines from Piemontese vines. It is hard to imagine that until then, Barolo was often a fizzy sweet wine, mainly as the result of poor hygiene and lack of attention in the cellars. Most of Piemonte's wine production occurs in the hilly areas, and vineyards are mostly red grapes, with some noteworthy native and international white grapes grown as well. Temperatures in the region experience swings both between seasons and between day and night, producing the conditions for exceptional quality wines with great complexity. The wine-growing areas of greatest importance are the hills of Novara and Vercelli, northern Piemonte, with their northern Nebbiolos, the Monferrato that includes the Astigiano, well-known for Moscato d'Asti and Barbera d'Asti, and Casalese, known for Fresa and Grignolino. The area of the Lange and Roero, where we find the Nebbiolo wines of Barolo and Barbaresco, but also high-quality Dolcetto, Barbera, and more. Among the most cultivated native white grapes are Arneis, Cortese, and Erbaluce, but there are many more, as Piemonte is especially rich in native grapes. In addition to Nebbiolo, there are many red grape varieties grown, such as Barbera, Dolcetto, Fresa, Grignolino, and Bracchetto, but also other varieties, ones that once risked extinction but are having a resurgence. Liguria. Although the first accounts provided about wine in the region was given in the 1st century BC, it is from the Middle Ages that we have the first reliable indications of grape growing in Liguria's key regions of Rivera di Ponente and Cinque Terre. Even from these initial reports, it is understood that growing vines in Liguria has always been very difficult. And like in Valle d'Aosta's cultivation, it is considered heroic because of the extremely steep mountainous slopes that plunge down into the sea below. Here we find more examples of terrace slopes. However, thanks to the influence of the sea and numerous waterways, the climate is beautifully mild. It is often difficult to find Ligurian wines outside the region due to the limited quantity produced, and the locals keeping the good stuff for themselves. The most common red grapes are Rossese and Ormeasco, the local name for Dolcetto. Among the whites are Pigato and Vermentino, Bosco and Albarola. These last three are blended in the Cinque Terre Sciacquetra DOC, a sweet wine made from the air-dried grapes, a regional treat produced in small quantities. The Riviera di Ponente is home to the Ormeasco di Pornasio DOC and Rossese di Dolceacqua DOC, the latter probably being the best regional red wine. Lombardy. The importance of wine to Lombardy is exemplified by the fact that Pavia and Brescia had already created consortiums for their wines even before the birth of the DOCs in 1963. Lombardy is a large region characterized by many different features, from the mountainous zone in the north to the hills, the Po Valley, the areas of Garda Lake southwards. Among the most important wine and increasingly recognized areas is Valtellina, whose vines are grown on terraces often at the limit of the maximum altitude, allowing for proper grape ripening. The main grape is Nebbiolo, here called Chiavenasca, that gives rise to both Sforzato di Valtellina DOCG, a wine produced with the partial drying of grapes on mats, much like Amarone in Veneto, and the Valtellina Superiore DOCG. One cannot talk of Lombardy without focusing on Franciacorta, the now world-famous sparkling wine, produced in the same manner as Champagne for Pinot Nero, Chardonnay, and Pinot Bianco. What makes these wines stand out, however, is the warmer climate. Thus, Franciacorta is richer and fruitier, although in the area of Oltrepo Pavese, the most popular grape is Barbera. Special mention goes to Pinot Nero, for which Oltrepo Pavese has recently established itself as a region of excellence. Here, this variety is used mainly for the production of sparkling wines labeled as Oltrepo Pavese Metodo Classico DOCG. Wines to try. Barbera. Among Italy's top 10 most planted grape varieties, Barbera is cultivated in just about every region in Italy. Several theories abound on the origin of the name Barbera, one plausible story being that it derives from the word barbarus, the Latin term for foreign or savage, due to its dark, savage color. Mainly grown in Piemonte, large plantings are also found in Lombardy, Emilia-Romagna, and Sardinia. It is widely held that the highest expressions come from Piemonte, in particular the areas around Alba, Asti, and Alessandria. Main docks are Barbera d'Asti DOCG, Nizza DOCG, Barbera del Monferrato Superiore DOCG, Barbera d'Alba DOC, Barbera del Monferrato DOC, Oltreppo Pavese DOC, and Guturnio DOC. Used mainly to produce dry and still reds, nowadays the majority are typically monovarietal bottlings, but examples do exist of Barbera blended with other local varieties and occasionally international grapes. Oaked versions often show a fuller mouthfeel and higher tannins. Tasting note. Styles vary widely from light and moderately interesting to serious and red fruit driven, to big oaky tannic versions that boost notes of chocolate and vanilla. Regardless, the hallmarks of the variety are a deep red-purple color, very moderate tannins, red and black cherry and fruit, hints of underbrush, and last but not least, its unmistakable high acidity that make it such a food-friendly option. Dolcetto. Decreasing plantings in the Lange are due to the rise in plantings of Nebbiolo, as well as the viticultural and winemaking difficulties that Dolcetto poses. Dolcetto's grapes are quite sweet, and local farmers often ate them as table grapes, thus giving rise to its nickname, Little Sweet One. However, its wines are always dry. In Liguria, it is found under the name Ormeasco. The main docks in Piemonte are Dogliani DOCG, Diano d'Alba DOCG, Dolcetto d'Alba DOC, Dolcetto d'Asti DOC, and Dolcetto d'Acqui DOC, whereas Ormeasco di Pornasio DOC is the important wine in Liguria. Tasting note. Dazzling purple hues, relatively low in acid and high in tannins with truly grapey aromas and flavors. Red fruits, raspberries, cherries, are often heightened by a hint of lavender and rounded out with orange peel and black tea. Usually, this grape is used for dry, still, medium-bodied red wines, and it is almost always monovarietal. Fumin. The most cultivated red grape in the central part of Valle d'Aosta. Its thick white bloom, which looks powdered with ash, fumo in Italian, gave rise to the name Fumin. As the progenitor of Vuoglermin and as the sibling of Petit Rouge, it can be found in the Valle d'Aosta DOC, labeled specifically as Fumin. Tasting note. This medium-weight wine has a red fruit-dominant flavor profile with nuances of smoky spices, black pepper, and a green herbal undertone. With good color, firm acidity, and solid tannic structure, it has reasonable aging potential. Thank you for listening to this installment of the Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine. We'll see you again next Thursday, and remember, the Kindle version of the book is available on Amazon and the paperback is available from positivepress.net. You can also get a complimentary paperback copy by donating any amount to the Italian Wine Podcast while supplies last. Find Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Our Twitter handle is @ItaWinePodcast. And check out @MamaJumboShrimp222 on TikTok.
This has been the Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, presented by the Italian Wine Podcast, an advanced listen to the Italian wine story. Join us next week as we continue our narrative journey.